From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. In Baghdad today, everything was set for a ceremony to mark the signing of Iraq's new interim constitution. But at the last minute, the ceremony was delayed, a result of new disputes among members of the U.S.-appointed governing council. The council members approved the text of the proposed document at the beginning of this week, but five Shiite Muslim members today demanded changes. NPR's Ivan Watson spent the day at Baghdad's convention center, where the signing ceremony was supposed to have been held today. And Ivan, it was all over but the signing. What happened?
Well, Melissa, it was a long day at that convention center, and definitely an embarrassing day for the U.S. and for some of its allies on the governing council. There was an elaborate signing ceremony set up. This was heralded to be the signing of an historic document, the most liberal democratic legal code, some governing council members were saying, in the Middle East. There were 25 gold pens, one for each of the governing council members, lying on a desk in the ceremonial hall, a desk dating back to the first king of Iraq, a children's choir on hand, a seven-piece chamber ensemble ready to perform Iraqi national songs, and an hour after the scheduled start of the ceremony, word began to leak out from governing council sources that five Shia members of the council had boycotted the ceremony, that they had drawn up last-minute objections to the interim constitution that had been agreed upon last Monday. So after hours of waiting and negotiations that continued among council members till almost midnight here local time, finally, an exasperated U.S. official came out to journalists and said that the council had broken up its meeting for the evening, that there were no plans for a signing ceremony in the future.
Now, these Shiite members had approved the document just 4 days ago, and now they're balking. What led to that shift in their view?
Well, one governing council member I spoke with, he says that this is the fault of the office of Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani. He's the most revered Shia cleric in Iraq. Other media are reporting this as well. It's difficult to confirm this because Sistani is a reclusive man. He doesn't even meet with Western officials, and he's down in the holy city of Najaf in the south of the country. What is clear is that you had five Shia members who did come in, and they demanded some last-minute changes to this interim constitution, to this transitional administrative law. One of the things they wanted changed, instead of what they had agreed upon, one president with two deputies who would take over the country after the U.S. ends its occupation at a planned date on July 1st, they want a five-man presidency. They also want to change a law that would give the Kurds of northern Iraq effective veto power on a future permanent constitution, which could be drafted as much as a year from now or perhaps longer. They say it's not fair for a minority to have veto power over the majority.
Now, the U.S. civilian administrator, Paul Bremer, has been deeply involved in this, trying to sway these Shiite members back to the side of signing this document. What are you hearing from American officials there about what's going to happen now?
Well, a U.S. spokesman has been trying to put a positive spin on this. He's saying this is democracy and it's inherently messy, that this isn't a dictatorship anymore. People have to sort through their problems on their own. He's also tried to say that this was a technical issue and said that Ambassador Bremer is taking a hands-off approach to this because after the U.S. is scheduled to hand over sovereignty to the Iraqi people on July 1st, the Iraqi leaders themselves will have to solve these problems on their own, that the U.S. cannot bully through a resolution on these issues. However, this has highlighted the deep divisions among the U.S.'s allies on the Iraqi Governing Council. No idea if they can stick to their deadline of July 1st down the road.
Okay, Ivan, thanks very much.
Thanks a lot, Melissa.
NPR's Ivan Watson in Baghdad.